Upper-story corporate offices won't have to comply with one of Bloomington's newest rules. The City Council passed an amendment last week excluding those offices from its ordinance governing standardized businesses. The Council passed that ordinance in June. It allows the city to regulate the design of new chain restaurants and chain stores downtown. Tom Makuta, the city's planning director, suggested changing the definition of standardized business to exempt the offices.
By city code, the signage for upper story office uses is limited to no more than 4 square feet at the entry point. So under any circumstances, you would never see a sign display bigger than 4 square feet at that building entry. That's as much as you get. So essentially what would happen is if we left them in as a standardized business, we would be reviewing that 4 square foot sign. I think that tells us what we need to know.
The amendment comes at the urging of at least two prominent businesses downtown. David Harstad, the owner of Summit Realty and a member of the city's Historic Preservation Commission, was the first to raise the issue in June, and Makuta said he also heard from CFC Properties, which is part of the Cook Group.
They're certainly affected as a major owner, and they have Fountain Square Mall, which includes a number of retail and office uses. Obviously, those office uses at some point could fall into the category of a standardized business office. So they were concerned that the process may be too cumbersome in regards to a second floor office use.
The Bloomington Chamber of Commerce opposed the standardized business ordinance when it was first proposed earlier this year. At that time, the proposed rule would have allowed city officials to refuse permits to chain businesses in order to prevent an overconcentration of chains downtown. But the council stripped that provision. The final version only regulates design of the businesses. The chamber now supports the ordinance. Larry Jacobs, a spokesman for the chamber, thanked the council for working with local business people on the most recent amendment.
I know that it took away some of your lunch hours and sometimes after 5 o'clock and to sit down and speak with us and to kind of hammer this out. I'd also like to say thank you to the Plan Commission and to the Planning Department and, of course, Patty for her due diligence with this project.
The council later voted unanimously to approve the exemption for upper-story offices.